did you table the position, or where does it stand right now?
Well, at the last city council meeting, which is a week ago, the motion was tabled. The committee, the Police, Fire, and Ambulance Committee as a whole, met again yesterday to discuss the issue. And they agreed to move forward, but they're currently trying to determine how to proceed. There's a difference of opinion between the union maintains that it will be a union position, and if it's filled, that person would not be allowed to patrol like a regular patrolman. I personally feel that it's a manager position and not a union position. But we have language in our contract, which in my estimation will probably go to the labor board to determine if in fact it is a union position or not. So we have to make that decision, or that has to be sorted out, and then the process in which the administrator is chosen. In the past, the mayor, or almost every city council that I'm aware of, the mayor usually makes those decisions with the consent of the council. In other words, I would submit or recommend an individual, and the council would either vote them up or down. Apparently, I don't believe they trust my judgment, so they want to come up with a different way to select a possible candidate, and that's fine with me. I don't care, really. Those are some, and the salaries have not been determined. I recommended $450 a month, but and I also submitted to the council a week ago a list of the job descriptions and instructed them if they had anything they wanted to add or delete from those descriptions to do so. And as of today, I haven't received any other suggestions from the council. So It's basically up in the air, but for all practical purposes, it's been tabled and it's a dead issue until the council themselves decide whether they want to continue pursuing this possible position. At the meeting yesterday, the union representative agreed they needed night supervision, and they supported as long as it was a union position. The chief said, yes, I really need some help on nights. The need is from the officers and the chief both indicate there's a need for the position. The council appears to be in favor of the position. It's just the issue of how they select this individual and working out a salary, and whether that will happen, I don't know.
As far as that union, whether it's union or non-union, I mean, will the council, I mean, is there a state agency you can go to or someone you can get to interpret the contract, or how will you resolve that? Because, well, I mean, if you do the wrong one thing, the union could always sue you, and then there's all sorts of things there.
Well, as I state, our union contract calls it, says if there's a disagreement on whether it should be a union position or not, we would go to the Illinois State Labor Relations Board, and they would make the determination once, you know, we give them all the descriptions of what he would do and that type stuff. And that may very well happen. But as I said, at this point in time, it's actually a dead issue.
So the council would have to say they would want to go forward?
The council has to take a vote to remove it from the table and decide whether they want to move forward.
Mm-hmm. When does
they all indicate they want to move forward, what they'll actually do is another matter.
When does the council meet next, Mayor?
A week from today, matter of fact.
Week from today. Okay. Yeah. I'll probably check on it. I'll probably check up on you sometime around that middle next week then.
Yeah, they actually have until this coming Friday to place it on the agenda. We require that any agenda items be placed on the agenda Friday before the Tuesday council meeting, so everybody knows when they get to council meetings what